Kempire is brought to you by...
Mother's Day is right around the corner. Have you gotten your mother something? Well, let me tell you, you can order something right now from Rose Forever, and it will still be as beautiful and smell as beautiful just in time for Mother's Day. And they guarantee at least a year you will have these beautiful flowers. As you know, we've collaborated with Rose Forever for quite so many seasons. We know we just were doing it for Valentine's Day, but Mother's Day and spring. Who doesn't love beautiful flowers, flowers that will last a lot longer and are affordable? Head on over to the description for our discount code KEMPIRE40 for $40 off, plus the discount code KEMPIRE for free worldwide shipping. Head on over to the description to get your Rose Forever flowers today. They have a bunch of new stuff as well.
You're listening to KEMPIRE on the KEMPIRE Radio Network.
So this is a KEMPIRE podcast exclusive. You will not hear this anywhere else, and this is why it's important to be a subscriber of the KEMPIRE podcast. And I wanted to talk about this eclipse that's happening on April 8th. So I had to bring back a Vedic astrologer that has been here on the podcast before. So if you missed that, be sure to check that out. We'll post the links and everything like that in the description. Nancy Bosco is back, and she is explaining what's happening during the Mercury retrograde, what's going to be happening during the eclipse. Should you be out there looking at the eclipse? All of that she's talking to us about. I thought this was a fantastic conversation that I had to bring to you guys today. But before we get into any of that, I want to thank our sponsor of today's show, Factor Meals. As you guys know, my life can be hectic, busy. It doesn't matter what day of the week, but Factor makes it very easy with simply 2 minutes of just putting it in the microwave. But one of my big issues with anything that's microwaved is it going to taste microwavable? Is it going to be wet and mushy? Well, no. I had a really great experience so far with Factor Meals. First of all, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Everything is fresh, never frozen meal. It's chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in what? 2 minutes. You get to choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I love it. I love anything that's going to make my life a little bit easier, especially on a Monday where things are hectic and busy. We have two lives on Monday, and the last thing I want to do is to cook. I don't want to have to think. I just take a Factor meal, put it in the microwave, and I'm ready to go in 2 minutes, all right? But of course, we had to get you a discount. Head on over to factormeals.com/Kempire50 and use code Kempire50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Kempire50 at factormeals.com. Head on over to the description of this episode for more details. And thank you to Factor Meals for sponsoring today's special podcast.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Kempire podcast. Again, we've brought back one of our favorite astrologers, Vedic astrologers. Nancy Bosco's back here in the building. Nancy, what's going on?
I am doing great. Thank you so much, Kemp, for having me here. Thank you, Keisha, for giving me this opportunity. I appreciate you guys so much.
And of course, we have Keisha Stiles, you know, a life coach and my friend here as well. She was part of our last interview with Nancy. And I thought it'd be important to have this trifecta of energy to talk about the eclipse that's happening on April 8th. So, of course, I had to reach out to Nancy and have her back here on the podcast. Nancy, first of all, before we even get into the eclipse, because everyone is worried about the eclipse, we're literally in the middle of Mercury retrograde. We'll talk a little bit about that because everyone is still very confused on what to do during an eclipse, what happens during Mercury retrograde. First, before we get into any of that, tell the audience a little bit more about you and what you do.
Okay, sure, absolutely. So I specialize in Vedic astrology, and the niche that I follow is specific to finding solutions. So in ancient literature, there is a lot of literature on how we can actually solve some of these problems, right? So that's where I've been focused on trying to transcribe all the information that we have in various languages, including Hindi, Sanskrit, Tamil, Malayalam, and bringing it in an English format so my users can actually use that information and transform their lives. And a lot of times, all these complex literature that we have out there, we can actually make it into simple, basic things that we can do at home, basic things that we can, you know, incorporate in our lifestyle. And I think some of that I covered in our last podcast. Yeah. Here we can delve into it further, more specific to from an Eclipse perspective.
And how did you get into this sort of field of work?
I think this was purely like a God's gift, because I am a born Catholic. Mm. And in there, you don't really learn about these things, but all my friends were Hindu, and this form of astrology is very Hindu focused. So I just naturally learned it. My Hindu friends even don't know all of this information, but it was just a very natural inclination from a very young age, I would say.
Wow. How young are we talking?
Like 10.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And how does your family feel about the work that you do?
It's something that I don't talk too much about with my family, but they understand that this is like a natural skill set that I have, and they see how everyone just comes to me for advice at tough times. So they see the value add that I provide.
And, you know, for those that aren't familiar, because I know, because I've been to India multiple times, that it's not that far from the culture of being spiritual and using this type of knowledge for, say, weddings or, you know, taking decisions and things like that. So I can imagine for them, it's, although it's different, it's not too different from like your culture.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the whole culture is based on this. The small little things that we do, it's based on all of this knowledge, but it's just not been consolidated and presented in a way that I present. Yeah. It is presented in some other languages, but not just in English, right? So I think that's a gap I'm trying to bridge.
Mm. Which is very, very important. What is the difference, though, between, let's say, Vedic astrology versus, you know, Western astrology?
I think just from a position perspective, like, you know, if you get into technicalities, a lot of the angles, the way it's calculated, those are different. I think what I'm also trying to do here is like the concepts can be bridged with Western astrology as well, right? Because it's not technically not very different, but the remedy aspect of that is just not incorporated in Western astrology, which we need to bring.
Go ahead.
Now, I was saying there's no point just knowing predictions and just anticipating what's going to come. Like, how can you fix it? And that's the piece that, you know, we need to bring to the Western astrology.
Definitely. Because I've had multiple birth charts done, but I've had two of my birth charts done with you. And you're right. That is the element that I didn't get from other, you know, birth chart readings, is that you gave me remedies, which I still need to do. But I think I think that is just sort of human nature. The solution is at your fingertips, but you don't use them.
Right.
Yeah, some of the solutions are absolute, the basic bare minimums that we can do, but those are things no one wants to do.
Yeah.
And I know in astrology in India, like, top astrologers charge like huge amounts because people associate a big amount to the effectiveness of the remedy. And that's where I want to like shift. It's, the remedies are simple. You can do it in $15, but you rather you spend $2,000, buy like a big gold thing, and then feel like, yes, it's done, right? Like, there's a simpler ways to do it, and that's where we need to get to.
Most definitely. We are literally in the middle of Mercury retrograde right now, and everyone gets so like scared. Mercury is in retrograde. I don't want to leave the house. I don't want to do anything. Can you explain to our audience, what does Mercury retrograde mean to you personally? Like, how does this affect you? How do you prepare for this moment in time?
I know ahead of time, if there's any new work coming to me at this time, it's not going to be, it's something that I will have to repeat again. This opportunity, for example, that I got with you is a repeat opportunity, right? And it came out of the blue. So Mercury retrogrades brings prior opportunities back, prior things for revision or progression. So we need to keep an eye out for those things. And if something older is coming back, let's progress on those. Sometimes it's just simple as meeting old friends, reconnecting, new older projects that you need to revise and stuff like that. But if there's something new that you want to do, I would refrain from starting at this point, because you will definitely need to redo it. Like if there's a surgery, definitely don't go with that because it'll mean that you'll need a corrective surgery. Same with like a hairstyle or something. It'll be something that you absolutely don't want to do at this time because
luckily I'm bald. I won't be growing any hair anytime soon.
And like, you know, sometimes you use these different face masks or stuff like that, which, you know, at this time could have like an allergic reaction for you. So just avoid anything complicated. Keep it simple. Like if you have an important interview, don't try something new. Just, you know, like in terms of products and stuff, like you could have like a reaction. You could have like something weird that will stop things. Also, you might see a theme. For example, for me, at every Mercury retrograde, it has to do something with my car or something to do with the east side of my house. So on the east side, I have like my garage on the ground floor. So it's something on the garage or the car that's in the garage, right? So my car has gone for repair and it's going to be there for one whole week. So it's like impacting my commute, for example, right? So you will see like a repetitive theme, either your washer breaks down or like something, if it breaks down, you'll see it in like one area, kind of a repeating cycle, either your car, your washer, your phone, things like that. But just like as I was traveling right now, I was like extra careful with my passports, like all the details, right? Like everything has to be double checked, triple checked. And when I landed in Charlotte the previous night, I couldn't find my luggage. I waited for 1.5 hours for my luggage. I saw like a suitcase that looked like mine, but it wasn't mine. It did not seem like mine because I had like a big lock and stuff like that. And then finally I was like, I see this. This looks like mine, but it doesn't have my lock. And then I take it to them and they check and they're like, this is yours. They had to break it to check for something. I'm like, and they obviously like the lock is gone now. So I couldn't recognize it. And I wasted like almost 1.5 hours standing.
Wow.
So like, you know, those simple things, like sometimes it can be just, it can represent itself in just some, you know, like annoyances. But it also shows your weakness. Like this was my weakness. Why wasn't I being smart enough to recognize my suitcase? Why was I being just like focused on that one lock? Like, okay, I have an orange lock. I was focused on that. And I realized I wasn't like prepared enough to know this is my suitcase. These are the different things I should know to recognize it, right? Like that was so silly of me. But I mean, I did experience it as like, whoa, I knew it was retrograde. I was like, did I lose all the stuff that I brought for the wedding that I'm attending, right? Like that was my first thought. Yeah. But thankfully, it was something simpler. I just need to get more focused and smarter, right? Yeah. Like a little more observant of my day-to-day activity. Yes, absolutely. That's the right word. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because we had our recent reading right before I went to Japan, and it was going to be in the middle of Mercury retrograde. And you said, just, you know, it's perfectly fine for you to travel. Just make sure that you're paying attention. And everything went smoothly until the last day. So the last day I'm in the airport, I'm like, I had a great trip. I get to the airport. I get a phone call from the hotel. Sir, did you leave anything in the safe? Uh-oh. I was like, yes, I did. I did leave. Luckily, it wasn't my passport. It was credit cards, a little cash,
right.
But all replaceable. Because I was not about to go through Japanese security again to go back for those things. But I literally thought of what you said because I wasn't being mindful. I didn't double check before I left the hotel room every single
thing.
That's
very unlike you.
That is very unlike me. Mercury retrograde. I mean, it's very easy to blame Mercury retrograde. But I love the fact that when I asked you this question, you didn't focus on what a lot of people focus on during this time. And that's, oh, old lovers coming back into your world. But that's also possible because basically what you said, but just more about other things coming back, redoing.
Yeah. So refining, redoing. Yep.
And simple everyday things.
Yeah.
Affecting you and you're not recognizing those little things.
And Mercury retrograde has happened multiple times during the year. People always get very, very scared during this time. Do you think they should be scared or what?
Absolutely not. This is not a time for being scared at all. It's just a simple recurrence, right? You just have to make sure, as you said, be more present. And it just shows a few areas of weakness where you need to get slightly smarter, slightly more observant and, you know, slightly simple things that you need to tweak and do. That's about it. Projects that do need refining, like opportunities that are worth visiting, right? Yeah. Like those things will come to you, and friendships that may be, you know, good for you to have in your life. Sometimes if they come back, for example, right? But it's not that saying, oh, you have to go with that friendship. If it's not aligned to you, you don't have to, right? Like, again, in terms of lovers, sometimes people may think, oh, if someone is coming back, does it mean that we're meant to be together? No, it doesn't mean any of that. You were meant to kind of like just have one more conversation and see where it goes. That's about it.
I like that. It sounds a little bit less stressful.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like a lot of people add a lot of anxiety to the retrograde. So I feel like you tell me just take a moment to like pause and reflect. If this is happening.
Yes, yes.
Does this happen again? Is this happening again? So I like that. It's a reminder.
Definitely, definitely. So we're literally having, you know, Mercury in retrograde. I believe Mercury's in retrograde until the 25th or something like that.
You know what? I've stopped actually focusing on hardcore dates myself. I think it's good to just be a little more relaxed around it. So yes, it's through almost end of April, but let's not keep too many, you know, like it should not be controlling your life, I feel, right? Like you should live your life and learn the lessons.
And utilize, like you said, utilize this time to reflect. Because I think so much of our lives are spent on not being present. It's really more about what happened in the past or what's happening in the future. I think this is such a perfect reminder to, these conversations, these moments that I'm having, be it career, love, friendship, it's time for us to reflect on those things and hopefully grow from those things.
Absolutely.
Literally, we're having Mercury in retrograde and we have an eclipse. Keisha asked you, because, you know, Keisha loves astronomy, so she wants to go look at the eclipse. What did you tell Keisha when she asked you this question?
I told her not to go out, like, absolutely don't go out, right?
This absolutely was your key word there. I was like, why?
Yeah, I know a lot of people like to go look at it, but the frequencies at this time, and I want to give like a bit of background on the, you know, the mythological background about, it's like a fun story also, right? So something to kind of, just to kind of give some context. So in Hindu mythology, what happened was the Lord or God was like, there's like wars going on. I want my key planets to come line up and I'm going to give them this everlasting, like a potion that's going to make you brilliant and it's going to make you live forever. So the sun and the moon lined up, right? And what Rahu did, so Rahu is like this, like a demon, right? And there was a demon, it wasn't called Rahu at that time. There was this demon, he's like, oh, so the gods are getting this potion, so they will live forever, and I'm not going to get anything. So I'm going to disguise myself and stand in line. So he disguised himself to look like a god, and he stood in line, right? So sun got the potion, moon got the potion, and then when this demon got the potion, like he got the potion, and then sun and moon, they only, other planets were there too, but only sun and moon called him out. They called out, say, he has had, like, we've given him potion, like, we have to stop. So the person who was distributing the potion changed their guise and came and then cut the demon into two pieces. So the first top piece where the potion has just entered, that is called Rahu. That has, it's everlasting, it's insatiable, it's brilliant, it's mighty power. It has in that half form, it has the full power, right? And the second half, the tail, is called Ketu, and that's also called the south node. The Rahu is called north node, and when you say north node, it's like, you know, the north star. That's what people are aiming for this in this lifetime. They're craving it, they want that, they're running, right? And the south node is the tail, your past life benefits or past life karma. So now this top half, Rahu, was like so mad at sun and the moon because only they both called him out. So he said, I will never leave you. I will always run behind you. So Rahu always runs behind the sun and the moon. And twice a year, it eats the sun. So when that's the eclipse, it eats the sun. But since the body's cut, it comes out. It cannot forever keep the sun inside, right? Mm-hmm. So the sun has to come out. And it's like 48 minutes. I think that's like approximate timing when the full eclipse lasts. But that's what it is. So when it takes the sun, it's a solar eclipse. When it takes the moon, it's a lunar eclipse. When it takes the full sun, it's a total solar eclipse, which is the one that we have tomorrow on April 8th. When it just partially takes a bite of the sun, for example, that's a, you know, like a partial eclipse and stuff like that. But that's the story. So in this case, what's happening, the demon has taken over the sun. I'll pause here to see if you have any questions and then I'll proceed.
Well, no, I'm paying attention to the numbers of it all. Right. So you said 48 minutes, yes. 4 and 8.
Yes.
On April 8th, 4 and 8.
Yes.
What is the significance behind these numbers?
48 minutes is more like a dasha. It's like, you know, the day is divided in, like from an astrological perspective, it's divided into certain phases. Yeah. And that 48 minutes is actually like a phase. And basically it says it walks through the, you know, the demon's half body, and that's but no, four, the number four itself represents Rahu. Number eight represents Saturn. So, you know, so it is together. And if you add up, what do you get? 4 and 8.
You get 12.
12, 2 plus 1, 3, 3 is sun.
Oh,
wow. See, I knew there was a significance behind the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. And we are in 2024, and that adds up to 8 as well. All this stuff. I don't know if you pay attention to the number. I mean, probably you do.
I do. Because each number has, you know, it's associated to a planet and the significance for the year, for sure. Yeah.
Well, speaking of numbers, one of the things that, you know, we talk about angel numbers and numbers that consistently show up in people's lives. Recently, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4 or 2, 3, 4 or 1, 2, 3 have been following me for the last couple of weeks. Does that stand out to you as something significant, or is it just numbers?
No, there are, if you see certain numbers, I mean, say there are so many forms of science that are unexplored, right? But if you see like something consistently being there, I think it's asking you to take account of that time, like what's happening now.
Mm.
It's asking you to focus in the now and see what's happening.
Okay.
At that moment. So again, like if, what are you doing at that moment? Does that have some specific significance for you? Maybe you should try to observe that and see where it's leading you.
Yeah. Definitely. Do you have a favorite number or a set of numbers that follow you?
I'm born on 27. So for me, I take 9. Like I like to see 9.
Mm-hmm.
But it, like my Mars is not the best. So like 9 has never really worked for me per se. Right. Like, so, yeah. So
when you say your Mars is not the best, what does that mean?
You know, when you do the chart, you'll know like, how your planets are placed, whether it's giving you a malefic effect or like a benefit effect, right? So if something is not good for me and if I wear that color consistently, right, like it gives me, and I think I spoke about this last time as well, that kind of gives like a negative effect for me. For example, if I eat sweets, which represents Mars, it really plays very badly on my skin. Mm. Once it impacts my skin, it goes very badly. You know, like confidence goes low, like everything goes low from there, right? Like it's the small things, but it makes a bigger impact in my day-to-day life. So eliminating like spicy things, eliminating sweet things would be really good for me. I know it.
Same.
I love spicy food and I love sweets. So how much of that I'm really doing? I'm trying to kind of hit that balance, right? Because the things that are not good for you are often the things that you love.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny that you even bring this up, but I'm glad that you said it because it makes me feel less bad, because during our last, you know, session, I'm not supposed to eat meat, even though I don't love meat. So that might be just that innate inclination not to do it.
That knowing.
I'm not supposed to eat meat. I'm not supposed to have sweets. Now that's the struggle. And of course, there's certain colors that I'm not supposed to wear. And for those that are listening to this, please be sure to check out the last, you know, collaboration that we did with Nancy, and we talked a lot about colors and things like that. What are the colors that you're not supposed to wear, Nancy? I already know the colors that I'm not supposed to wear, but I still wear them. Sorry.
I am not supposed to wear white.
Neither.
Or black.
Me either.
Right? Those are my favorite colors. But, and like Rahu is fine for me, so I wear this, like this navy blue is good for me.
You wear a lot of navy blue.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, just I wear pink because it's Mars, but not in its full blown way, right? It's Mars plus Moon, which is actually Raj Yoga. Raj Yoga is like an auspicious, and you will see that pink is considered with auspiciousness, right? Like it's just like a very elegant, beautiful color that represents like just beauty and like everything nice, right? Like you associate pink with something nice. It's a Raj Yoga color, basically. Same for gold. It's a Raj Yoga color. When you see gold, Raj Yoga is like sun plus Jupiter, like that's full, like a bright shining gold. So that represents like a very beautiful, like, you know, whoever has sun and Jupiter together technically have a good life, you know, again, depending on all other aspects.
And this is why it's also important to get your birth chart done, because that's you'd be surprised. You know, I think people will assume, oh, then maybe, you know, if it doesn't work for me, in particular with certain colors, it will work for someone else. But no, it's really based off your birth chart.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I do is like my Venus is good. So if I want to wear white, I'll wear white silk. So at my work, I'm consistently wearing a silk white shirt. Like that's me. Like, you know, it's just a way to kind of like bring that Venus element into it instead of the Moon element.
I think this goes back to what you said, keeping it simple, that it doesn't have to be difficult. If you do like white, you can wear the silk shirt. Like, I do like that there's options and you're just not like cut off from it.
And there, and I know a colleague of mine got a birth chart done with you, and she has to wear black for work. And she said, you know, there is an alternative remedy for someone that has to wear that color.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think I may have given her some options. Yeah. Again, it would be the materials or like what you do after work, right? Like how do you like you have 24 hours in a day. So you want to be 60% of the time in the auspicious side, right? And then 40%, like at least even if you're like, you know, few percentages above the negative, you should be good. Yeah.
So finding a little bit of a balance.
Yeah. And I think overall, just complete, like really good hygiene. Like, you know, I discussed all of this before, right? Like wearing really crisp, clean clothes, ironed, well-ironed clothes. It's very important, like exercising, like the basic simple things. All successful people work out every day. All successful people, 99.9%, they meditate every day. They do the hard stuff of working out and meditating. Those are very hard things to do, actually. Yeah. Especially for me, meditating is so hard. Like I feel like it's not doing anything, but it does. It does. You need it.
Yeah.
These are two core things every successful person does. I haven't met a single successful person who doesn't work out and who doesn't meditate. If they don't meditate, they have some form of prayer that they practice.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I know Keisha and I started meditating, transcendental meditation, like 7 years ago.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know where time, well, the pandemic took a lot of time away. But we started that 2 years ago, not 2 years ago, seven years ago, but we meditate twice a day.
Yeah.
I think we mentioned this during the last time that we collaborated on, what helps a successful person. And that's two of the things, working out and meditating. So I want to stress that for those that have tried meditation and it didn't work out for them. I know before I started transcendental meditation, I've tried all kinds of meditation and just never clicked. This is the only one that I've consistently done. And I think it's because it sort of takes away that, oh, you have to have some sort of out of body experience during meditation. And that's far from the truth.
Right.
And that's what I liked about that. But what works for me isn't going to necessarily work for everyone else. And there are so many different forms of meditation that aren't just, you know, sitting there, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I want to stress that for folks as well.
And maybe
too, is also meditative for a lot of people. Mm. It is a release for a lot of people as well who can't really sit there, because people talk about that experience. Runners talk about having those types of experiences. Mm-hmm. So athletes. So it might be meditative for people too. So finding something that gives you a moment of pause is probably extremely important. Very easy to find, but important. And people don't find it though.
And it's important to be consistent.
Yeah.
Because I know with TM, it's not necessarily, oh, you've meditated that one time and you're going to feel amazing. It's the consistency of doing that over time.
Is that where, when you started seeing success in your career too, Kemp? Like when you started making these changes of more meditation, more exercise, more discipline?
Probably. I mean, I really never really focused on what was happening in regards to that, but definitely, I have seen the benefits both within career, but also just within myself in regards to doing it. And it's something that I would probably do to the day I die.
Right.
Hey guys, time to get in on the action for the biggest moments in basketball with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projections, place your entry, and win up to 100 times your money. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app and use the code GET100. That's code GET100 on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I think meditation is true. And, you know, Nancy, I tell you all the time on your meditations all the time. I can't imagine my life without it. So if anybody gets a takeaway from this podcast, meditate. 5 minutes. It doesn't matter. Just give yourself a break.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, not everyone can keep up with 20 minutes two times a day.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised. But start with a little. For those that are just joining us, I am here with Nancy Bosco, a Vedic astrologer. She's been here before. So if you missed our previous conversation, be sure to check that out. Of course, she will be back to talk more. But we are literally preparing for this eclipse. Nancy, I got a crook in my neck this past week. I was like, is this from the Mercury retrograde or the eclipse coming? It's so weird, Nancy. I was coming.
It is just a pure poor posture. That's what it is.
Oh, I do Pilates. Well, no, I was coming out of the shower. I wasn't. I didn't twist anything. I didn't fall. I didn't slip. And I just felt a. And then I was like, okay. And then for the last week, it sort of has been, you're not my doctor, but I think it's important. I think it's significant to point this out. And it moved. It moved from like the middle of my neck to now it's in my shoulder joint.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the Mercury retrograde or is this the eclipse or both?
So I think you will be able to answer this. Has this happened to you in prior retrogrades? Like,
I never thought about that.
Prior one was around December, Jan.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Possibly.
So it's time you start paying attention to that.
Oh.
So if it's showing your weakness related to retrograde, it's showing your weakness that you need to fix. Right?
How do like, I fix actually, that,
you know, like it's asking you to go to the right doctor and get it fixed. Like it's showing you that I haven't given you the full punishment, but if you don't fix this,
You know, it's funny that you say it that way because Oprah once said that, you know, the universe sends you little pebbles before it sends you a brick. All right. So I need to make an appointment with the doctor.
And often, like when people hit like really low points in life, right? Like when universe just like makes it really hard for them, it's because they did not listen to the pebbles, right? Like they did not listen. Like they would not go to the doctor. They would not get checkups done. They would not fix the relationship or whatever area of their life, right? Eclipse for everyone is going to happen in different areas, right? For between the first house to the 12th house, for each person, it's going to be a different area, 12 different areas of impact. Yeah. Like if it's in your first house, it could be your physical health, like your personality, how you look, your face.
Mm.
Like second house could be, you know, your work, like the earned income, there could be a shift in that, the way you're earning. The third house would be your siblings, issues with your siblings or your neighbors and neighborhood, the place where you stay. Fourth house would be your house. There could be issues inside the house, the people living in the house, your mother or the house itself, right? The foundations.
Plumbing, because we just had some plumbing work done here.
fifth house would be, so yeah, I'm kind of laying this out so that people know what, like, it shouldn't be like one area of impact. Mm-hmm. So fifth house would be your kids. It would be your business areas or any creative hobbies that you have. Sixth house is your job and your health. Seventh house is your partnership, whether it's your spouse, boyfriend, or boyfriend, girlfriends are more the fifth house, actually. It's more like committed partnerships. So spouses, business partnerships, even like your bosses at work. Eighth house is, sexual problems or money from other people, inheritances and stuff like that. Ninth house would be things related to travel, religion, higher education, your father. 10th house could again be your father, your career, your standing in society, how people see you. Like first house was like how you see yourself. Like I could see in the mirror and be like, oh, I have so much acne, I need to fix it. When you go out, people don't see that, right? Like they are seeing a different view of you, and that maybe that needs a revision. For example, like you may feel a downfall, like you're publicly demoted, for example, right?
Yeah.
So it shows that you're doing something wrong, right? Like you're not aligned to your right path, for example. 11th house is your hopes and wishes, your friendships, the goals, the longer term goals that you have set, maybe that needs tweaking. And 12th house is, you know, just your mindset behind the scenes. What are you thinking? How are you wasting time? How are you using your resources? It's also the house of wastage. Are you wasting your resources? Are you wasting your talents? So eclipse will happen for each of us in a different area, and we have to see what's coming up for review. And typically, whatever comes to light during an eclipse, it's a turning point. It is a turning point.
Well, I can't hear my head, so
it's a big
but you also said at the top of this conversation that this isn't the time for, like, if you had a scheduled surgery, or if you do have a surgery, you're going to have to revisit that. Should I go to the doctor during this week, or should I wait?
If this has been a recurring issue, you should go to the doctor then. Okay. Right, this is you're visiting an older issue here.
So that's different. It's not a new issue.
If it
was a new issue, I would actually wait a little bit, see how it's going, and then go. But again, like, this is a little tricky time, because other than the retrograde, it's also eclipse. So eclipse could bring something very sudden, which you did not know. That you have to go, right? Like if it's a physical thing, you have to go. Like I just recently knew like one of my young neighbors like has like a heart issue, like which my dad used to have, which is at very late stage of life, like when the heart is only functioning at 20% pump rate. And I was like, this is such a young person. How are they, like, you know, my dad was like 70 when he had this. So, which I feel like this is hard to fix, right? Like these are things you need to, like, whatever eclipse brings to light would be life-changing, especially for those who are closer to the angle, right? Like if your birthday is around April 8th, like the wedding that I'm attending, the girl's birthday is April 8th. And she did this wedding very quickly because her dad has the fifth stage cancer, and she knows he will not survive. So she wants to quickly have this wedding in front of him. And since it's a total solar eclipse, like the chances of him not being there in the next 6 months is very high, right? It's, So she, like, since it's her birthday is right on the eclipse, like she has direct impact. One of my, not my clients, but one of my, a lady that I knew, like her birthday was on March 23rd. And the lunar eclipse that happened was on March 23rd, and she passed away 6 months ago out of the blue, brain damage, right? So sometimes it can have, especially if it's aligned to your angle, very specifically to your angle, and you've not been taking care of things. You've been ignoring signals that have been coming to you. You will get hit very strongly. And it'll be, and that's where this is the time that you really need to meditate, because it can be a very stressful time for people. People have, I know at my work, people have lost their jobs, right? So it's tough from an economy perspective as well. New York got hit with the earthquake, right?
Yeah, 4.8. I'm going to point that out.
Another 4.8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when it happened, it just was like, these houses are not built to take earthquakes. Like, my whole house was shaking. I was like, this can literally fall apart pretty quickly. And I'm like, what would I do if it does, right?
Oh.
It didn't feel like I've experienced earthquakes in Delhi, but the buildings are, you know, more stronger, like brick ones.
They're made for it.
Yeah. So I would feel more comfortable here. I was like, this is like, you know, a single family thing. One would expect to be more firm, but it didn't feel firm at all. So it exposed a weakness and showed, like, all New Yorkers, New Jersey people, Philadelphia folks, that your houses are not as strong, and all the importance that you're putting to it and centralizing your worth based on your house. It's coming to light here. How much value are you putting to your housing?
So it's figurative. But
sometimes
literal. Like this.
Sometimes you think a house is everything, and we think the bigger the house, the fancier the house, that's what we are. It can go anytime. What are you then?
Damn.
So this is why people fear the retrograde. It's because of all these things. But to your point and Ken's point, you're getting these pebbles all along. And we think when the retrograde happens, like, oh my gosh, it's happened because of Mercury. But you've
This is more from an eclipse perspective.
Oh, okay. Sure. Okay. So this is all leading to, like, you have all these pebbles still leading up to the eclipse as well then. So we're blaming all these celestial things for maybe our pebbles. But we've been getting warnings, and we kind of know all along the way. We just don't pay attention, is what you're saying?
Yeah, we pay attention, but I think we all like to be comfortable in status quo. We don't want to change. And it's the fear of change is so high, including for myself, right? Like, we rather just, let's just keep it like this as long as it can go, right? Like, and then universe is there to tell you this is not aligned to your path, and you're wasting your time.
Thank you, universe, for always stepping in.
You are preaching today, Nancy. I'm having so many ahas. I'm like, oh, okay, so Nancy.
We have no control over the eclipse. And we really don't know what is going to unfold for us personally. So what do you think is the number one? Well, what do you think? Why do you think people are so into these things? Like, even if they're not spiritual, even if they're not religious, people are going to New York right now and Canada to witness this. What do you think they're drawn to?
I think they're drawn more from like an astronomy perspective, right? I think a lot of them, they're just wanting to see this beautiful thing. But I'm like, this is not the time to be outside, right?
If you do nothing else, what do you do then? If you do nothing else this weekend or tomorrow, we know we can't go see the eclipse because I asked you, should I go get my sunglasses? You told me no. So if we do nothing else, what is the one thing that we should all do?
There are a few things I want to give for this time period, right? Like, things that I want you guys to, and everyone based on their location should look at the timing of the eclipse where they are, right? Philadelphia, what is the timing? New York, what is the timing, right? If possible.
Yeah. I looked it up.
In that specific period, there are a few things you would not do, right? Few things that you will not do. You're not going to eat. You're not going to drink. You're not going to, like, shower at this time or do any of those. No grooming, no hair cutting, no shaving, no nail clipping. Basic things, no cooking, no... Basically, you're not using any sharp objects.
Oh.
Oh.
And this is while the eclipse is happening, or this is all day Monday?
No, while the eclipse is happening. Okay. So just look at your time period, right? Technically, I know when it's at night, you will be speaking. But if it is happening daytime, you should not be sleeping. You should be up. You should be awake. If you have like a little temple in your house, you're not really supposed to touch the idols in the temple. Like, I'm just giving you, and see, I don't have all the scientific aspects yet of some of the Vedic remedies, but let's just follow it for now. There's no harm, right? Let's not touch the idols that we keep there. We also, and I think I told you this, Keisha, the food that we have pre-cooked, I would technically discard. Like, you know, sometimes we cook and we keep it in the fridge and then we take reheat and all that stuff. And technically it's best to throw those foods out. And after the eclipse is over, you will shower And then, you know, you can make your fresh food. But if you do have things that you have to keep, holy basil. Holy basil is also called tulsi. The leaves of that can be put inside your dishes. And that provides like a protection on your food, right? Even in your jar of water, just put like that. Put like one leaf of that, and that protects your water. And you can have that water later without any harm caused to it. But basically,
in the water, or like on literally in the water?
In the water, yes, yes. Yeah. Basically, what we're trying to do is, when sun is eclipsed, what is sun? Sun is discipline, digestion. Sun is doing the right thing. You will not do the right thing when the sun is out. You will do something wrong, because now Rahu is operating. He will make you think different. He will want you to do a shortcut. He will want you to do something like naughty, right? Like the shortcuts are not so right things. And I'm now talking about those 48 minutes, but technically around these days, like you will feel like doing something wrong. Like, it's okay. Let me just do it. Right? And that's your test. And you have to avoid anything that you've done before, like lying, cheating, hiding from, especially from authorities. It'll come to light now. If you've gossiped, it'll come to light. Like if you've said, for example, Kemp, if you said something bad about Keisha to me, Keisha will get to know it like around the eclipse, for example, right? And it'll impact a relationship, things like that. Gossiping, whenever you do, it'll come to light. Any backstabbing will come to light. Anything hidden, taxes evaded will come to light. Bankruptcies and all happen around this time because sun is government authority. So prisons, all of those things come now. Like someone will sue you. Things like those will happen around now. But that's based on something that you've done previously. Around the eclipse, there will be an since everything seems to be falling apart, the tendency to do some shortcuts is very high. Tendency to give in to your demons in different ways is also high, like cheating. All of those is also very high at this time. So during the eclipse period, and technically a couple of days before and after, praying and meditating, like really calming down. Not overthinking that eclipse is coming. Like, I think that agitation that eclipse is coming, that needs to go. So what eclipse is there? I will always do the right thing, whether it's an eclipse or no eclipse. Whether things are going in my favor or not going in my favor, I will be calm, collected. I will always do the right thing. I will only collect the right karma. I will only do the positive, good things. I will only speak well. Right?
Affirmations. So,
And just more than affirmations, actually practicing them. Actually, like today, I will not speak bad of anybody. Make a check mark, like once you've done that for the day.
Keisha's not going to be hard for you over there.
I'm going to work on that one today.
And how long does this energy, because we know the eclipse happens on April 8th, but you're saying into some of the days leading up and the days following, is there a particular amount of days before and after the eclipse that people should be very conscious?
I feel a 1 week before and 1 week after is when it mostly affects me. But I have seen, for example, the lady who passed away, like it was six months ago. And that's what most astrologers will tell you, that its impact is like 6 months here and there. And that there's a reason for it, because all eclipses come in a cycle. So this eclipse cycle is an Aries-Libra angle. Yeah. And this Aries-Libra angle will go on for 2 years. So if it's going on for 2 years, you will see a certain theme, for example, right? For example, if a relationship is breaking, approximately in 2 years, you'll see like a divorce, or if you're coming back together, whatever, you will find it'll start somewhere and it'll end. You will get somewhere, like in a job, if you're seeing signs that you're not performing well, but you just stick around for the money, even though you're not aligned. And if you yourself don't get to another job by the end of that period, they will fire you. That's it. And that's and then you'll be like, oh, they fired me. But you knew you did not like this job. You knew you were not giving your best. You knew you did not add value. But you refused to see all that. And now when they fired you, you're like so upset, right? So, and sometimes you may be doing your best and still you get fired. That means you're not aligned to your right thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Something better, like universe is putting you in a path that is significantly better for you. Even though it's hard, eclipses actually always take you to a better place. So I want people to remember that what's breaking now will bring you some huge relief at some point.
It's for your greater good.
Yes.
Maybe uncomfortable, it's for your greater good. I think like the common theme of the day is really to be present and pay attention.
And
the universe will step in and these things happen to remind you that you need to take a minute, take a breath, take a step back. And to your point, Nancy, I really liked what you said, that we place a lot of value in some of these external things. You used a house as an example. And, you know, and like you said, the earthquake is here to remind us, like, it's just a house. You know, how is the foundation of your life? You're worried about the foundation of your house.
Deep.
Do you know what I mean? So, and I really appreciate you and Kemp having this, because I think it's so important to take a step back and really reflect on what's really important and not really blame the eclipse or the retrograde or what have you. And the biggest takeaway for me from you guys is just like paying attention to those little moments. You know, like Kemp has a stiff neck. He might have really had one in December. He's going to pay attention the next retrograde. If he has a stiff neck, he's going to know, okay. You know what I mean?
I'm just, for those that are listening, I'm going to figure this out this week. I'm going to see if I can get a doctor's appointment, because I just in case.
Right.
Just in case it happened during the retrograde. I think it might happen.
And I want to also give one example. Like, I have two older sisters. So the middle one is exceptional. Exceptional in the sense that she's always does the right thing. Like always, like it just seems like so annoying. Like, it's like, how come you don't have any desires? How come you don't want to show yourself? Like, you're so beautiful. Like, you know, why don't you show off yourself like this? Like, you know, sometimes I feel, but she's like so humble, simple, honorable, like all of those. Nothing seems to impact her. I'm like, I get annoyed. Like, why is your life so easy? Because she's consistently doing the right thing. Like keeping her mind simple. Like valuing the right things, devaluing validations from outside. She knows she's beautiful. She doesn't need a ton of makeup to feel. Like, and I'm, again, like, not saying that any of those things are bad, right? But just knowing the core basic things that I value myself. I don't need makeup. I don't need all these branded things. I don't need a specific man or a girl to be next to me. Like, when you start keeping the life very simple and really being a good person, right? Like, she's truly a good person. Like, it's so hard to, like, believe. Mm. Like, if someone can be that good and simple and nice and helpful. And none of these things impact her. Nothing impacts
her. What's your sign?
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
She's an Aries, late born, like, late Aries. Yeah.
Sidebar. I love to take a sidebar. I am surrounded by Aries women everywhere. And I'm realizing it more and more. Keisha, I've known for years, like 20 years. But I have Danielle, Taria. And then I found out my dental hygienist, who every time I see her, it's like this bond. Aries, too. Is there a reason for this? And how do I rid
Nancy,
myself?
And Nancy.
And Nancy. I don't want to rid myself of you, Nancy, but how do I rid myself of this Aries energy?
Maybe you need our energy.
And are you seeing like a ton of changes in them? Because Aries is going through some major transformation.
I am. Literally. Okay. I am. Well, not all of them.
And he looks at me.
But no, I am seeing a lot of changes in some of them.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Because this, the Aries Libra cycle, right? The Rahu is on Aries. And as what is Rahu, as I said, like, it wants everything. So a lot of the Aries folks are going for what they truly believe they are destined for. Like, they need it. Like, they feel like I'm more than what I used to define myself as, right? So a lot of those things are happening. And then from a Libra perspective, like all my Librans are having to let go of things because Ketu is there. Some of them are facing like losses, like financial losses or relationship losses. Mm-hmm. And it's like they're having to let go of many things, right? So two different angles, but one side more of letting go, one side, again, there is some letting go, but like becoming a different person, more authentic to what they truly are.
Wow. So how's this going to, because I'm selfish, how is this eclipse in Mercury retrograde going to affect Taurus at this point?
Taurus is a huge, April is huge for you guys, because on May 29th, there is, other than the eclipse, right? On May 29th, there is some shift in your finances, major shift in finances happening for Taurus, because it'll be in your second house. Mm. Aries, like this eclipse is going to be in your second house, which means that whatever goes, whatever money-making opportunity goes, you're going to get something better, because eclipse will bring something better. First, it has to go, then it has to come, right? But there's a specific new thing that's also happening. There's like a rare Jupiter-Uranus conjunction as well in April, impacting Taurians, right? So it's like a portal where a sudden new opportunity will come to you.
Yeah.
So it's a huge time from a finance perspective. And I think Taurians, you would expect our people, like, you know, they're being a fixed sign, you would expect them to be the most afraid to change. Mm. But for what you've experienced over the last 4 years, for the first time, you're leading the change.
Mm.
You guys are leading the change. The others are afraid, like Aries is afraid at this time, for example. Others, the leaders are afraid. Taurians are leading. And you will see Taurians come as huge leaders in this next, by end of April, May. Taurians are leading.
Well, as an Aries, I feel like somebody has to lead for a minute. Because we've been carrying this burden for such a long time, Nancy. It's about time somebody else stepped up. Don't you feel that way, Nancy?
I do. And I think Taurians work so hard. I think it's such a well-deserved leadership. Role. They are coming into leadership roles now.
And how long would that last for Taurians?
Yeah, you want it to last forever. it's a rare portal. So at least, I mean, that's kicking off now. So new opportunities for you should come very quick. It's coming now, right? By June, something might break and something new will come. And then the next 2 year cycle is obviously putting you, like Jupiter is in second house, right? So new opportunities and the benefits of the work that you did last year is going to come through.
Awesome.
But really the focus is going to be on being authentic to your core self, right? That's what you should not deviate from.
Mm.
You go back to forget the conditioning, childhood conditioning, forget what others expect you to do.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do. This is one life that you have to bring out your authentic self.
Amen.
Definitely. Nancy, I appreciate you because, as you mentioned, you're at a wedding and you took time out to do this. I appreciate it. You always give us such great value and information, especially preparing for this eclipse that's happening tomorrow. And of course, the Mercury retrograde. What else? What is the message that you feel that people need to hear right now before I let you go? What is on your heart that you think people need to hear?
I think there's a lot of mental stress, a lot of lack of peace at this time. I think if you can find like a little quiet corner in your house or wherever you can, take a few minutes. Everything is going to get better. It's going to get better. I know it's tough. It is very tough right now, I have to say, for many people I know and the people you guys know too. Mm. But it will get better from here. And we have 100% success rate of surviving everything that we've gone through. So we will go through this as well.
And I'm going to piggyback on what you said too, Nancy. It's telling people it's okay to find that little place in the corner of their house. Not only should they do it, it's okay to do it. It's okay to be exhausted. It's okay.
When I say corner of the room, it's more like sitting and like more of the meditation aspect. Mm-hmm. They should take this time to really relax themselves, because as we're stressing, we're feeling it in our bellies, right? Like our stomachs are knotted, like really breathing into our heart and bringing the energy to our heart, mm-hmm. and remembering to do everything with love, right? Like bring love mm-hmm. to the focus. And this is not also a time to cry and like waste your energy and tears. No, love. What will love do? Even though you're feeling absolute hate and irritation at this time, what will love do? What will peace do? And try to center everything based on that.
Most definitely, guys. And as always, we'll be providing more information on Nancy Bosco and how you can get your own Vedic astrology birth chart reading with her. Also, we'll be putting more information about our guest, Keisha Stiles, and your life coaching business. Can you tell us a little bit more about that before we let you go?
I think that for me, it's probably going to reinforce how important it is to take a minute. Everything's okay. We can work this out. There's nothing important or stressful that can, you know, upset you that badly. Let's just get through it. We can do it. Everything's okay. All is well. Come what may, I am prepared for this battle.
I also think it's important, especially as a life coach, because every life coach is going to be very different. I like it to go to a life coach that kind of believes in this kind of stuff and that I can say, like, well, you know, Mercury's in retrograde, and then my life coach says to me, that's ridiculous. That's not any truth. Then I need a new life coach. I'm just saying personally.
I agree. Because you have to meet people where they are. You have to meet people where they are. I'm not here to change you. I'm here to tell you all is well. Everything's okay. Nancy is telling us the same story. So I think that's why the trifactor works well together, because we're all trying to get through it together, and we do get through it.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I have experienced Keisha's life coaching. It's phenomenal. Like, it's, you know, thank a you. Sane person providing great advice and just there to listen to you and provide that calm, serene place, right? So I think she's exceptional in this. And, you know, I think everyone should reach out to her. And Kemp, you are amazing. Thank you for this opportunity.
Of course.
I love it. Like, the first, as soon as Keisha told me, I was like, of course, I want to do it, right? So this is amazing.
Along with the crick in my neck, I was like, oh, we should have Nancy on. The eclipse is happening on Monday. I get inspired thoughts, so I try to run with it when I have inspired thoughts. So I really do appreciate you taking time, because I know you have a very busy weekend with family and things like that. Keisha, any last minute questions for Nancy before we let her go?
Nancy, no, thank you. I have a list of things that I will be doing tomorrow instead of the eclipse. I love it. I love you both for sharing this and making it easy for us to digest. It's in layman's terms.
Yes.
You know, I think everyone can kind of understand. Just don't cook at 3 o'clock. Cook at 4 o'clock tomorrow. You know, don't do anything. Just sit in your house and, you know, you don't even have to shower. That's great. Because gives everybody an excuse to not do anything for 10 minutes tomorrow. I think that's a great start.
Most definitely. Again, guys, we'll be providing more information on Nancy and Keisha in the description. As always, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, and don't forget to check out everything that we have going on here at the podcast, and give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Again, thank you, Keisha and Nancy, for being here.
Thank you for having me here. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend. Happy eclipse.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.